Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies on Sunday, September 25th, 2022. And we've got a good one for you today. My guests are Guy Branum, Adam Conover, and Blair Saki. Hello.
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 Hi. Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name, thanks to the Allison Rosen rule. It's in effect. That means we start with a man who ruins everything by his own admission. Adam Conover. Hello, Adam.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Doug. It's a delight and a joy to be here. And when you said it was going to be alphabetical, you know, a pit started to form in my stomach because I knew that was me and I had to steel myself and get ready for my introduction.
Yeah, I think people towards the beginning of the alphabet tend to be that way. People towards the end of the alphabet tend to be like, ugh, I got to wait forever before they get to me. And so Allison Rosen suggested we just flip the script and alphabetize by first name, because that doesn't happen much once you're an adult. And
I'm an A and a C. I'm an A and a C, and I get both. I get it from both sides. I'm always early.
You have it all. It's crazy. And we talk about names on one of my other podcasts, Wide World of Dougs, and would love to have you come by for that one, because you do shows and projects where you kind of point out things, you know, shitty practices and things that aren't right and things that are fraudulent, and your name is Conover. It's like your name.
This is true.
You're like Wetzel's Pretzels. It's like your name led you to what it is you're doing now. And it's wonderful.
I didn't even notice this until people started tweeting it at me. The first year the show came out, people were like, Adam, don't you realize your name is the con is over? I was like, oh, I had no cognizance of this whatsoever. It's not a fake name. It is my real name. It's nothing but a delightful coincidence.
And what are you planning on ruining next? Like, what's going on right now?
Oh my God. Literally right now I'm working on a YouTube video. I haven't really done this before, but I'm sort of dipping my toe into the YouTube video essay kind of waters, because there was this story about this Patagonia billionaire who, you know, supposedly donated the entire company to save the planet. And I looked into it a little bit and I was like, oh, this story is bullshit. And I tweeted about it. I tweeted about it, and people got really mad at me because people love those puffer vests. Mm-hmm. They love the puffer vests, and they love the story behind the puffer vests, which is that a saintly rock climber who loves the planet accidentally started a $3 billion company, but he doesn't want to be a billionaire. He just loves the planet, and so he's just donating it out of the goodness of his heart. Oh, coincidentally, he's donating it to a charity that he owns and controls, and his family will control in perpetuity, and, you know, he'll be using the money to, you know, pour hundreds of millions of dollars into the U.S. political system, ensuring that they become like political kingmakers for generations to come. But, you know, people don't like that. They just like the story about how the guy drives a Subaru. And people got really mad at me. And I was like, I think I could make a 15 minute little rant about this. And so I'm shooting that later this week to see how people like that. They probably won't like it at all, to be honest, but I'll get satisfaction out of it.
I mean, I love it. And, you know, I've heard a lot of the other same things that, like, you know, it's basically just a big tax dodge. And it's just amazing how everybody gets so excited about something like that. And then Adam Conover ruins it immediately. And as it should be. That's exactly how it should be. And thank you for taking time out from your this important mission to, you know, play some silly games. And also,
I need the break.
Okay, good. Also joining us today, host, pardon me, of the, I forgot that he's not actually on it, of the Dear Owen Wilson podcast. It's Blair Saki. Hello, Blair.
Hello, Doug. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good sitting here thinking about you and Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
And wondering, are you an Owen Wilson completist? Have you seen every Owen Wilson movie?
I'm sure there's one or two that I haven't seen. Every once in a while, I'll discover something that I didn't know was there. And of course, it's a thrill. It's a joy. It's always, he always over delivers. But I do intend to have him on my podcast at some point, and then I'll probably just retire it.
It's a perfect ending to have him on the, you know, the show, and then, you know, wrap it up there.
He does know about it. He does know about it because one time Demi Moore texted him about it in front of me, and then showed me the text.
Wow!
Because she came to the live show.
She likes comedy.
Yeah, she does. Well, actually, she was shooting a movie with Martha Kelly, and Martha Kelly was on the show. And so then she just showed up, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Yeah. And then she came up and showed me that text. She texted Owen Wilson about it, so he knows.
A million years ago, I you know, got word during a you know, when I was performing, I think I was featuring or maybe even just doing a guest set at the Irvine Improv, and Demi and I guess she had dragged Bruce and who knows who else. They had some other people with them, but I don't know who they were. But she dragged Bruce Willis to see the show, and they're like, I don't know, like third row center or so, like close enough that I just couldn't not look, you know, the whole time, and even make, you know, kind of vague references to them. And boy, that Bruce Willis with that smirk, it's intimidating. but anyway, that all that being said, you know, please come back on when you get Owen Wilson, and let's really pump this thing up
into it?
Because
okay.
it's exciting. I'm just excited that he's going to come on the show.
I don't know if he will, but
it really is like it's funny how you see a lot of people getting like these kind of weird dreams coming true just because they, you know, podcast or talk about something, you know, endlessly to the point where people are just like, fine, you know, like. like what else is he gonna do? Like, of course, you know, like this is a show with his name in it and he hears nice things, so like, yeah.
We'll see. I like your positivity.
Yeah, I mean, he may, you know, who knows, he may be a jerk and just never turn out. But also joining us today is a man who is starring in a historic motion picture opening Friday called Bros. It's Guy Branum.
Hello, good to be here. But But about the Owen Wilson thing, I mean, if Julie and Julia taught us nothing, it's that sometimes you don't want to meet your heroes, you know?
That movie haunts me every single day.
Well, that is an excellent point. And you made your point with a movie. So I really appreciate that. Keeping us on track.
Also, see Bros in theaters this Friday, September 30th.
Yeah.
Show everybody that a comedy can still open, a comedy that doesn't have Channing Tatum in it.
I can't wait, guy. Congratulations.
Thank you, Blair.
I cannot wait to see this.
Yeah.
Movie.
I'm very excited for it. And yeah, people could probably start watching it Thursday night in theaters, I imagine. And, Not only being the first movie, where the entire cast is of the LGBTQ community, it'll also probably be the biggest at the box office with that claim as well.
There's truly nothing sadder than looking at the top gay movies on Box Office Mojo. Like, Boat Trip is still in the top five.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's also what they consider a gay movie.
Yeah.
Interesting. What qualifies, you know, the most horrible cliche, like, you know, that's like if Breakfast at Tiffany's was considered an Asian film.
Yes, I mean, truly, the top couple are like, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, Boat Trip, that kind of thing. And then like around six, you get to the Birdcage.
Oh, God. Well, at least I'm happy to hear that you get there, because that's what pops into my head as my. So let's just get right to it. This is what I was going to ask anyway. So this is a perfect segue. For me, it is the Birdcage is what popped into mind. But I'd like each of you to recommend, what I mean, I don't know what necessarily constitutes making a movie gay, other than the obvious, which would be gay characters. But can each of you recommend what, you know, a movie you think people might enjoy that would qualify, that they would see after
one.
Bros,
really
like
good
go
one.
Home and then watch this, but go see Bros in the theater this weekend.
What was that gorgeous Hulu movie in Scotland? The name of it. I never know titles.
Oh, I know. Wait, is it the one with the two girls in the castle?
Yes, yes.
Yes, that movie's incredible.
Yes, incredible movie.
What's that called?
Are you
What's
talking about Portrait of a Lady on Fire?
Yes.
Portrait of a Lady on Fire. Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you. And they're all sniffing each other's armpits in that movie.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. Can that be mine too? Because I also, I'm not going to think of one that's better than that movie or gayer than that movie. So
this would be a first. Nobody's ever like said, oh, I just want to recommend the same movie as somebody else. But I guess there's no rules when it comes to that. What did you like about it, Adam?
Oh, it's just, well, God, now it's a couple of years since I've seen it. No, I'll do a different one. I've got a different one locked and loaded.
Okay.
So ask Blair. I'm sorry. I'm fucking up your entire format with my sudden swerves. I apologize.
No, it's all right. Blair, anything else you want to say about Portrait of a Lady on Fire?
Oh, I just thought there was just such a richness to the story, the performances. It was a picturesque landscape. The outfits, the love story, I loved it all. Strong women, what more could you want, baby?
Now, I thought that I had a guess for what movie you would pick for this. Yeah. Tell me if it even flashed in your mind, or you just thought, you know, live action, because I thought you might say Luca.
Oh, yeah. I guess I didn't think of Luca as a gay movie, but now I should see it through the queer lens. Go back and watch it.
Yeah. I go back and watch them all through a queer lens. I think it's a great idea. But in the case of that one, I thought it was more overt than that. I know you and I have talked about that movie in the past because you love the animated. You see all the animated movies.
I do, yeah. I love it. It brings me joy.
You know, since they're for the so-called children, they probably don't have gay themes very often.
Right.
you know, but it's starting to get in there and I love watching people get mad about it. they're seeing red over things that are happening in children's movies. Okay, Adam, what's your pivot? What's your new answer?
My pivot, my new answer is The Matrix Resurrections is my pivot, because there was a lot of discussion about I'm a huge fan of the Matrix movies and of the Wachowskis generally. There was a lot of discussion before that film came out about, oh, these were ultimately, you know, are there gay themes or are there trans themes in these movies? And in The Matrix Resurrections, Lana Wachowski says really clearly, yes, that's what all the movies were about. like very much. My favorite thing about that movie is that I've never had the experience of, you know, the Matrix movies meant a lot to me. And, you know, she's made this movie 20 years on, and she's really going directly to the audience. Hey, you love the Matrix. I love the Matrix too. We were all there at that time in the early 2000s. Wasn't that a nice time? Guess what? You're older, you're wiser, you're a little bit different. We've all changed. Here's what this means to us now. Here's what it meant to me then. I'm a new, fuller person. I'm a new version of myself. You know, I'm living my authentic self more, and that is now in this movie, and you can too. And that's what the theme of the movie is about. And it's about, it's a movie about liberation and, you know, and love. And it's a very, very beautiful movie that I found very emotionally powerful. I felt she was speaking to me through the movie. And the overt queerness of the movie was one of my favorite things about it. And don't quiz me on exactly what it was that made me think of it that way.
Yeah,
because I did see it a couple months ago. But
you asked the straight first, very high pressure question.
Exactly.
I don't have any follow-up questions. Do you, Guy?
Oh, I just want to say that I think Jupiter Ascending is like the transest movie I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, everybody's constantly reshaping their bodies, but also it talks about like class privilege within that. And also Channing Tatum is a flying dog. It's a good movie.
I love that movie, and I love the Wachowskis. And their movies transcend good or bad to me. They just are all, I'm so grateful every time I get to watch one of them is how I feel about them.
Yeah, and I'm seeing Cloud Atlas from a different perspective I never thought of before.
Because
it's an insane movie watching Hugh Grant like play an Asian person, but that's the point, you know, is that everybody plays everything throughout the movie.
Yes.
And there's some weird makeups in that movie.
I mean, maybe they would have executed the makeup in that movie a little bit differently if it was done today. You know, it was like 10 years ago, at least when they made that film. But the overall theme of the multiple actors playing the multiple roles and the transmigration of souls and that sort of thing, I think really transcends transcends those issues and really it ultimately has a really beautiful story and theme.
And it's it's the next best thing to a twist ending to have the reveal at the end where they show each actor in all the parts they just played, because there's no way you would know all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, just in the first watch through, especially, you know, how much crazy shit they do, like with Hugh Grant.
Yes,
like Hugh Grant is a bad person in every segment. Like, he keeps getting reincarnated and coming back as another terrible person. It's crazy. Anyway, I could talk about that for forever. But Guy, what's your selection today?
So right after, I was torn because there are so many great queer movies that have meant so much to me. But I want to go with something fun. So I went with Trick. From like 1998, right after The Birdcage came out and was successful, like each studio's independent branch got to make one gay romantic comedy. So we had three of them. And Trick is, I mean, it's adorable. It's basically like, you know, bookish twink gets cruised on the subway by the go-go boy that he was just staring at the bar. And they go to try to hook up and they cannot find anywhere to hook up. And over the course of like nighttime, they fall in love. It's sort of like a gay before sunrise. And it's just sort of like really sweet and really lovely. Tori Spelling's greatest role, if we forget The House of Yes. just a really fun, charming movie. Are both of the actors straight. Yes. That's what we had to do in the 90s.
Yeah, I guess you had to have a big name like her to get this thing off the ground. But that's I've got to check that out. I've never seen that particular movie. I wonder if it's available anywhere.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is streaming.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, I'm fired up to watch all of these, to be honest with you, because you know, I slept on Matrix Resurrections when it was in theaters because I still wasn't keen really on going to theaters. And then I'm like, oh, but it's a big screen experience. I don't want to watch it at home. So I got in this kind of zone where I just haven't seen it because I haven't had the right way to see it.
I wanted to see it in theaters and then I ultimately relented. I think it might have been like a bad COVID week when I wanted to see it or whatever. I was like, I'll see it at home. And I do wish I had seen it in theaters, but it was still really wonderful. I also watched, before it came out, all three Matrix movies back to back. And I watched Revolutions twice, which is widely considered the worst one. But I watched it twice and I enjoyed it more on the second watch. So there is a lot to recommend that movie. And I do think that enhances the experience because they like continue the story. They don't do a reset. You know, Lana starts, the second and third movies are part of it, baby. You got to enjoy them.
Yeah, and we don't have to see Keanu and Carrie Ann Moss in silly, like, you know, effects to make them look younger like they did in the first movies. You know, like, it's just great that they're just doing their thing.
Yep.
And Keanu's just like, now at this point, I'm just completely sold on Keanu. Like, anything he does, I want to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They won't all be great, but it's still, he's just, there's something about him that's really pure.
It's so crazy that he dates age-appropriate women. Can you imagine? This man, there's no actor in Hollywood. He's the only one.
There's nothing more shocking than finding out that a man in his 50s dates women who are in their 40s or 50s.
Oh, he's 50. Yeah, his wife is like the same age. I've never seen it.
Man, it's so easy to get praised as a straight man. I can't wait to be in my 50s and people are just like, wow, he's married to his wife. Like, incredible.
How does he do it? I guess there's one thing Adam didn't ruin. Okay, we got to go to a commercial break and then we're going to play some games. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back at the first game we're going to play today, I think I have a good feeling about this. I think Blair is really going to appreciate this game. It's called Nice Bad Guys.
Woo!
And here's how the game works. I'll say a fact, fun or otherwise, and then you tell me if it applies to the motion picture The Nice Guys, starring Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling, or the animated film The Bad Guys with Sam Rockwell and Marc Maron, or neither? Those are your three options when it's your turn. Like I said, we're going to do the Allison Rosen alphabetical order. So Adam, you're up first.
Okay.
And I will say this fact to you. And if you, you know, you can guess one of those three things, nice guys, bad guys, or neither. And if you get it wrong, then Blair gets a guess. And if she gets it wrong, then Guy gets the gimme point. And anytime someone gets one right, the next round we start with the person whose turn was next. Adam.
I followed all of that.
I hope so. I try to make it very clear. but it is a lot. Adam, here's the first one.
Give it to me.
Is under 90 minutes long? Would that be the running time of the nice guys is under 90 minutes, or the bad guys, or neither?
I have not seen either of these movies, but given that the bad guys is an animated movie, and it sounds like it maybe is for younger people and animation, it can be an expensive per minute. I'm going to say it's the bad guys is under 90 minutes.
That is incorrect.
Oh, I thought that was going to be a good sound. I thought boy, yo, yo, yoing was good.
In some scenarios, yes, it is good.
But it's the sound of getting an erection as a cartoon character. Of course, exactly. It's a good sound.
Who doesn't laugh when you kick the little door stopper that makes that boing noise? It's hilarious every time. But that is incorrect. Blair... Is it, what are the remaining choices? Adam said...
I said bad guys.
Bad guys. That leaves, is nice guys or neither under 90 minutes?
I haven't. I've only seen the animated one. But I'm guessing with two movie stars that big that it's not a short movie. I'm going to go neither.
That is correct.
That sounded so similar to the wow. other sound.
Don't listen to what noise I make. Just listen to what my mouth says. Even then, I screw it up sometimes. All right. Blair's on the board. She's got a point. Guy gets this next one first. Is based on a book. Nice guys, bad guys, or neither?
I'm going to say the bad guys.
You think the bad guys, the cartoon, is based on a book?
Yes.
That is correct. It wow. is, in fact, based on a book series. So Blair is probably pretty excited that that means they've probably got some storylines for the more movies.
I have to say, I think Bad Guys was so good. I just think it was such a good movie. So well done.
I haven't heard anybody say a bad word about it, and it's also on my list of things to see. Back to you, Adam.
Okay.
Has a character in it named Spider?
Oh, okay. Right? This has got to be a fake out because in the bad guys, that's animated, and I believe they play animals. So I think you're trying to fake me out. And I think the answer is the nice guys.
You're going with the nice guys.
I'm going with the nice guys. Damn
There's
it.
That noise again.
I knew it was wrong. As you said, you're going with the nice guys. I knew it was wrong.
Blair, does that leave bad guys or neither?
Wait, can you repeat?
Yes, I can. Has a character in it named Spider. Is that the bad guys or neither?
Bad guys. I forget.
It's neither.
Wait, no. I get the opportunity to answer. Give me my free points.
Guy, you get the point. It's funny when Adam said, oh, you got a trick question. I thought Adam was going to point out that there's a character in bad guy is called Tarantula.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Wow. That was a trick question. That's tricky.
I love it. I love that, Guy, you've not seen the movie, the Bad Guys, have you?
I have not.
There you go. And yet you still won today. If we had needed a fourth question, it would have been feature someone from the cast of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And that, of course, would be Bad Guys, because Alex Burstein, who's in Maisel, in that movie, she plays police chief. What's her name?
Misty Luggins.
Do you remember that character you play?
I think so. This is a bit that I saw go this.
All right. Well, Guy Branum won the first game. That only means, well, I'll tell you what that means after this break. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back and we have one more game to play today. And
Doug, can I first very briefly say I'm devastated that there was no representation for the other guys starring Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg in that last game. Like, I really thought you were going to throw us, like a left turn by having something be true of the other guys. And I was disappointed.
That's interesting. That would have been fun. Bad guys. What was the other one? Bad guys, nice guys, or other guys.
Yeah, that was a real brain twister.
Yeah. That would be fun. But your complaint has been filed. and appreciated. And you get to go first in our next game. Sometimes that's not even, there's no advantage to going first. So congratulations on that. And the winner of this game will determine our overall winner today. And the deciding game is something that I call, whose tagline is it anyway?
Okay.
I say a tagline, you get one guess what movie the tagline is from their, marketing materials as shared by the IMDb website. Some are easy, some are quite difficult. Hard to figure out because taglines can be pretty vague sometimes. But we'll start with the winner of that first game, Guy, and then we'll go to Blair and then to Adam. And each one of you, like I said, gets one guess, but Guy gets to guess first on this first one. And there will be a theme as you hear more of these, a theme will emerge to help you, or some people say it makes it harder. So you be the judge. But Guy, you're up first. What movie do you think had amongst its advertising materials the tagline, they had a date with fate?
I'm going to say the romantic comedy Serendipity.
Oh, that is an interesting guess.
It's not the right one, though.
Incorrect.
Wait, that was my immediate guess also.
Right? It does sound like that movie, but it's not. Do you have another guess, Blair?
It had a date with fate. God, how bizarre is that? I also thought that. I don't know. Time is of the essence. Life is happening.
Are either of those movie titles?
No. No,
they should be. Time is of the essence.
Yeah.
That's good. I don't know.
What was the other one?
Life is happening. That's a Nora Ephron movie.
How about You've Got Mail? It's not that, though, but I know it's not.
Mm. You're right. It's not. You're right about being wrong.
I had to say something.
Yeah. Adam, do you have a guess?
The first movie that came to mind is the movie Date Night, because that's a movie about a date.
Oh, okay. Back then, it's too bad they didn't call it Fate Night. everybody missed that one, but like I said, some of these can be tough.
Is it Sliding Doors?
No, but again, it should be.
Is it Sleepless in Seattle?
You're all going to hate this answer. It's old school classic. It's Casablanca.
Oh.
And if you've watched the movie, you could even say that the tagline is about the two men.
Oh.
Right? Because they end up together with a beautiful friendship. The lady just leaves.
Right.
Anyway. next one. Starting with Guy once again. What was your guess on the last one, Guy? Oh, Serendipity. This is definitely not Serendipity. This would be a weird one for Serendipity. Cocktails first, questions later.
Oh.
Cocktails first, questions later. What's fun and playful and the cook, the thief, his wife, and her lover.
I knocked over my glass laughing, and then it kind of made the sound go off, but not totally. There it is. Okay. That was a terrific guess. Blair?
Let's see. It's not James Bond. Oh, Christ, Blair. Life is happening. Time is of the essence. Cocktails first, questions later. Some sort of zippy murder mystery.
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't know. I don't know.
It does sound like someone got murdered.
Yeah, murder. I don't know.
Can I help Blair?
I have a guess.
Do you want to? Do you want to give up, Blair?
Am I allowed to receive?
Just say a movie, just in case. Just say like Jaws or something.
Okay, Jaws.
Wow, you're onto my tricks. But no, that it's not Jaws.
Dang, it's not Jaws.
Adam,
I'm gonna guess. I think it's what immediately came to mind. I don't know if this was its actual tagline, but the movie that came to mind for me was Clue.
Okay,
it's not Clue.
But it sounds like it could have been Clue.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not too far off.
Right. No, it definitely took you down the wrong path with the whole murder thing, because unless I'm remembering the movie wrong, there is no murder in...
Oh, fuck you!
...in Swingers.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, that's the catch. That's the tagline for Swingers.
What questions are in Swingers?
I know they have some drinks, but yeah, the whole catch, the tagline's terrible.
Yeah, but also we need to remember... that cocktails were a forgotten art in 1996 that had to be rediscovered the swinger movement. They had been lost after the 1988 film Cocktail, of course.
Yes. Okay. So that's why they had to bring it up.
I forgot that we were living in a cocktailless society at the time. People were just drinking Natty Light and straight Jack Daniels, and they had to be reminded of the existence of bitters.
That was my entire college. Natty Light and Jack Daniels. I've since matured.
All right, guys, up for this next one. It's not who you love, it's how.
Ooh, okay. So my options here, I feel like, are either a sincere gay movie like Longtime Companion, or that Meg Ryan, Alec Baldwin movie where she switches bodies with an old fat guy as an AIDS metaphor. And I forget what that movie is called, so I'm going to say Longtime Companion.
Both are wrong. That movie was called Prelude to a Kiss.
Yes, I knew that Kiss was involved in some way.
Yeah, what a horrifying movie that is. And then and Longtime Companion, obviously, like the groundbreaking because, you know, of but being a mostly serious movie. The answer that I have here is Chasing Amy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because she's bi in it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Oh, yeah, that was the okay, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. It's not who you love, it's how. All right, so we're back to Guy again.
Well, no, you didn't let the other two people guess, did you?
Oh, I didn't, did I?
No.
We would never have gotten it.
This is just a game where Guy is just...
Let's see if Guy knows it, and then, you know, maybe I'll talk to the
gauntlet of impossible questions.
In Doug's defense, he's correct.
I felt everybody giving up on that one, so I just blurted it out.
I was like, this is like the AP class.
What if it's an episode of Jeopardy, but every single question Ken Jennings just asks one of the three people over and over again. And Brian, once again, it's you who has to answer the question. No, you lost more money. Well, it's still you.
Yeah, he loses interest in the other players.
Do you agree that this game is harder than your first year of law school?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's going to get easier. That's the premise, is that it starts to get easier. So hopefully this next one has more of a clue in it. Are you ready, Guy?
Sure.
Some memories last forever.
The Notebook?
I have a guess.
Incorrect.
Sorry.
Blair.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Amazing guest. Incorrect. Okay, Adam, can I skip you?
What? I have a guess.
Okay, what is it?
I don't follow. Okay, I was going to say Eternal Sunshine, but instead I'm going to say Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, another terrific guest. And of course, director of Bros as well. But no, the answer is... Babs Streisand and Robert Redford in The Way
We Were.
Memories was sort of a clue there because that was a song that Streisand is famous for. This next one.
It's a movie about memories, yes.
This next one cracks me up. I can't believe this was a tagline for... Okay, here we go. Guy?
Yes.
The tagline is simply, "Come and get me, boys."
Oh, wow.
So which character is just like wiggling their fingers at the...
I don't know. I mean, I think I know whose point of view this line is from, but what do you think it is, Guy?
I mean, it sounds like something from a Mae West movie, but I don't know the names of any Mae West movies, so I'm going to say The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, great guess, but no. Blair?
I mean, oh, God. Geez, come and get me, boys.
yeah.
My middle school recess? I don't know.
Adam?
I'm going to guess it's a Bugs Bunny movie when he dresses in drag and tries to seduce, Wile E. Coyote or whatever. And so what movie has Bugs Bunny been in? Space Jam? Is it Space Jam?
No. But I really think if you just think of Mae West and Bugs Bunny and you morph them together, you would definitely end up with Nicole Kidman in a movie called Moulin Rouge.
Oh, wow.
Come and get me, boys. Holy cow. All right. Guy, it's back to you. They're getting easier.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really getting easy.
Behind every great love is a great story.
Oh, this is Love Story.
Incorrect.
Behind every Blair. Love is a story. Sleeping Beauty.
No, Adam.
Behind every great love is a story.
A great story.
A great story. I don't know.
Is this when Harry met? Sorry. Is this when Harry met Sally?
What was your guess, Adam? Before?
Oh wait. I said just grasping for straws. I said Out of Africa. I don't know why I said that, but I actually think When Harry Met Sally might be correct.
Okay, so that's your guess?
Sure. Well, I'm stealing it from Guy with Guy's permission.
Yeah. Well, he just said it. He didn't know that you still get. You know, I didn't know your answer.
I'll say When Harry Met Sally.
Incorrect.
God damn it.
The thing about every great love story is that you got to write it down somewhere. Preferably the notebook.
Ah, fuck.
Oh my God. That's one of my favorite movies. How did I not know that?
Never seen it.
Oh my God, Adam, you've never lived. You never felt anything in your life.
All right, Guy, we got to get some points on the board somehow.
I know.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Nothing on earth could come between them.
Oh. All right. So I'm assuming that this is some sort of extraterrestrial romantic comedy. So our options here are romance. We have Starman. We have My Stepmother is an Alien. I'm going to say Sleepless in Seattle. That's not the answer.
Nothing on earth between Seattle and New York could come between them. No, that is incorrect.
My
Blair?
I'm going to guess the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito movie Twins.
Great guess. Adam?
I think it's got to be a like romantic comedy about an alien girl. Earth girls are easy. Damn,
I mean, nothing on earth could come between them, but iceberg in the water sure could fuck their world up.
Oh. Damn it.
I mean, I would say the theme of this game is always that taglines are bad.
Yeah.
They really are rotten.
They're nonsensical words.
Like, be about the movie somehow. Like, I'm doing a reasonable construction. Okay, we've got one, cocktails, then questions. Sounds like a murder mystery. Nothing on earth could come between them. Sounds like extraterrestrial. Nope. We're not trying to connect these dots at all. We're just using random phrases that have nothing to do with the subject matter. I don't know.
It's bizarre. I mean, obviously, like some of these, there's multiple ones to pick from. So I tend to pick the weirdest ones. But this next one, I cannot believe that it was in print anywhere on earth, but it's supposedly a tagline for the movie. Guy, you're up first. And it goes like this. Who knew it was so much fun to be a hooker?
All right. What are great prostitute movies? My gut instinct is Night Shift, which I think no one remembers. Was it called Night Shift? You know, the Henry Wayne.
Long.
Yes. It's not Pretty Woman. Like, what movies are really making prostitution seem like a great time? Will you read it to me again?
Who knew it was so much fun to be a hooker? Question mark.
All right, I'm going with Best Little Whorehouse in Texas again.
That's not it. Blair?
Magic Mike?
Oh, no, my boing sound broke. Like, I literally broke it.
Too much boinging.
Oh my God. What do I have to back? What do I have instead? Let's see. Okay, so somebody's at the door. Somebody's at the door to tell you you're wrong. Adam?
Okay, clearly, you guys are way off base. This has to be a bit of wordplay on a movie about fishing, right? It's clearly, it's so much fun to be a hooker, meaning someone who hooks things. So I'm going to say a river runs through it.
Which is such a fun, it's a romp, that movie. I have to agree with you, but there's somebody at the door. Says no, incorrect. Man, everybody just went with the guy dismissing it so easily. It was for Pretty Woman.
Oh shit.
Oh God.
Wow.
It's so much more simple. It's always simple. Except for all the other answers.
We're going to get some points on the board now, though, because these next ones are all movies that you've already answered earlier in the game. But
wonderful. Wrong. Wonderful.
All right. So that narrows it down a little bit. All right. So we start with you again, Guy. Somebody you pass in the street may already be the love of your life.
Oh, When Harry Met Sally?
That's incorrect.
Oh, You've Got Mail.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You've Got Mail, Blair. Oh my goodness, you're on the board. Adam, you're up first on this next one.
Oh, terrified.
What if someone you never met, someone you never saw, someone you never knew was the someone for you?
Is also You've Got Mail? Is it the third tagline of You've Got Mail?
Like, that's really your guess?
I mean, it is exactly the storyline of You've Got Mail. And I don't remember the other movies that we answered. So yes, my answer is You've Got Mail.
Incorrect.
It's Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Which is the same thing. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Yes, it is. Though I forgot that those are the same movie.
Yeah, Blair, you're up first.
Okay.
The love of your life could be in line for popcorn.
Why is this the same tagline over and over again?
What do you think it is, Blair?
Oh, God. This one seems fake as hell. Oh, Christ. Oh, my God. What is it, Blair?
I mean, the love of your life could be in line for popcorn.
Love and Basketball.
No.
We already said it. I forgot that statute. It has to be said previously.
What is it, Adam?
I have to answer this.
Yeah.
And it's one that we said previously in answer to this. But it's a movie.
Your guy is just waiting to say it.
Go to Guy. Let Guy say it. I can't. Okay. I can't.
What is it, Guy?
I mean, I don't have the answer. I can't imagine it's serendipity. So I'm going to go with Love Story.
It's serendipity.
Oh, it is serendipity.
You talk yourself out of the right answer.
Oh my God. I thought serendipity would be the serendipity. The entire movie is about frozen hot chocolate. Why would they put us so off course with popcorn? They don't want to see us succeed.
Okay, so the next tagline is, you've never met the love of your life, but you might pass them in the street someday. That's the next tagline.
Yeah, I was very entertained by how similar the three of those were.
Also, Blair, you have to acknowledge that some of serendipity is about a glove.
Yeah, a little bit of serendipity.
It is, yeah.
With the small part of it that's not about frozen hot chocolate is about a glove.
Trying to find the love of your life. Where'd you leave your glove, idiot?
The right. OJ Simpson stories.
Yeah.
If I did it.
Okay, Blair, you're up first. This is another movie that's been mentioned already. a romantic comedy that gives you all the feels.
What?
A romantic comedy that gives you all the feels.
That is the most general thing. There is not even one shred of specificity in there to grab onto. A romantic comedy that gives you all the feels.
Yeah.
It's been mentioned already.
I think I got it.
You have to wait for Blair, yes.
I will wait. I'm just letting everyone know that I'm locked and loaded.
Okay.
We already said When Harry Met Sally. That would have been, people didn't say that back then. Fuck. I don't know. Ah, pass. Kill me.
Okay, Adam.
It's gotta be Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That is not
right director, Adam, though. Right director.
Fuck. Yeah.
You already answered. The answer is Bros.
The answer is Bros. Guy is our winner today. Congratulations.
I live a block away from a billboard that says that on it.
I have to say, I was a co-producer on the movie. I was very involved in pitching taglines and nothing worked. I really thought we should have gone with, for the first time in history, it's not a porn.
That's hilarious.
That would have been good. This one's pretty rough. Great. They didn't even take advantage of, they could have changed romantic to bromantic.
I mean, we pitched a bunch of stuff with that. The French version of that is really good, though. It's a romantic comedy that will touch you, which I think is funny.
I like that one.
That's great. That is a better version of the same thing. But I can understand, in France, they would be titillated, and in America, we would file a lawsuit.
About yes.
That. I had to read that, so I'm going to sue somebody. Guy Bradham, congratulations on, I mean, this win today is big, but also the movie is coming out this Thursday, Thursday night. Have a bros party Thursday night. Don't fuck around. Wait for the weekend. You might want to see it a second time over the course of the weekend. Like, the more money this makes, the more movies like it can get made, and it's about fucking time.
That's a great point. Thank you so much for making it. Please go see the movie in the theater. We want more movies like this to be able to happen.
I can't wait. I'm so excited to see it.
So
and it's not even animated. That's how excited Blair is.
That's true.
There's no cute little furry animals in it, I don't think. I haven't seen it. I can't say. Blair, what would you like to promote?
Oh, yeah. Just check out my podcast, Dear Owen Wilson. I would love to see you there. And my Instagram and Twitter is at Blair Socki if you want to say hello.
S-O-C-C-I.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Adam Conover, how do you feel after your first appearance on the show?
Oh my, I feel beaten up. I feel confused and I'm reeling. I'm on the ropes.
How did your last appearance on the show feel?
He's got the styptic pencil. He's bandaging me up, you know, but I'm ready to go another round. Next time you'll have me.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd love to have you in front of the audience because then it's even more intense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's even harder to think of the answers. I got some stuff to plug. I'm going to do stand-up in San Diego at American Comedy Company this Saturday, October 1st at 4:20. If you bring some name tags, we'll play some games. That's how it works even at my stand-up shows. And then all of my dates are at douglovesmovies.com. Coming up San Francisco, Houston, doing Doug Loves Movies in both of those places. And thanks again to all three of my terrific guests today, Guy Branum, Blair Socki, Adam Conover. Great job, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
That was very fun, despite how poorly I did. Thank you for having me.
I mean, you predict how you're going to do it, you're always right.
can I plug Doug? Doug, yeah. Can I plug?
Yeah.
I just want to plug my podcast, Factually. Go listen.
I didn't ask you to plug anything?
I think you just asked what a good time I had, and I wanted to plug.
Oh, that's true. I did forget the plug part.
It's okay. I was like waiting for it. Yes, listen to my podcast, Factually, please. I interview a different expert every week. It's a lot of fun. That's it. My plug's over. I'm sorry to make it weird.
Do you want to, any amendments to your statement earlier about having a good time?
Well, you know, I would have had a better time if I had been given a clear opening to plug. That's my only note. Yeah. Then that would have improved things slightly, but I think next time we'll make it happen.
I've just been skipping you over and over today. I don't know what the problem is.
I love it.
All right. Thanks, everybody. And oh, I close every episode with the last line from a movie, which are often as terrible as the taglines. And then I let people, try to guess later what movie it was from. So as always, write your congressman today.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you,